You're listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin Lee Craig speaking. We're thankful that you are tuned our way. We invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will be able to use us and use our broadcast to be a blessing to you. We are opening the broadcast service with the selection, He Fixed My Heart.
Since I gave the Lord control, heavy burdens from me roll.
I hate the
now I hate the things I used to love, when before him I did fall, yielding unto him my all. Jesus fixed my heart for the home above, for the home above.
He fixed my heart,
Jesus fixed my heart
for the home above,
for the home above.
I'm happy now,
I am happy now in redeeming love, in redeeming love. Since he took my sins away, I am happy every day.
He fixed my heart.
Jesus fixed my heart for the home above, for the home above. Now each day I do my best, bravely facing every test.
I hate the
things. Now I hate the things that I used to love, that I used to love.
Trusting God, I'll press
along, giving to the world a song. Jesus fixed my heart for the home above, for the home above.
He fixed my heart,
Jesus fixed my heart
for the home above,
for the home above.
I'm happy now,
I am happy now in redeeming love, in redeeming love. Since he took my sins away, I am happy every day. Jesus fixed my heart for the home above, for the home above. I am happy on the way to the land of endless day.
I hate the
now I hate the things that I used to love, that I used to love. Heaven's glories I shall share with my Lord and loved ones there. Jesus fixed my heart for the home above. Jesus fixed my heart
for the home above,
for the home above.
I'm happy now,
I am happy now in redeeming love, in redeeming love. Since he took my sins away, I am happy every day. Jesus fixed my heart for the home above, for the home above.
The Bible tells us that the Lord will take out that heart of stone and give us a heart of flesh. So salvation does indeed fix our heart. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the privilege we have of presenting your gospel to this precious people. Wherever our broadcast is reaching, we're trusting the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to every heart, for we ask this in Jesus' name, amen.
I've been traveling here and in life, with this heartache, trouble, and strife. Sometimes Satan tries to tell me to turn aside. I say, Satan, give it in mind. No returning in the old time. I'm near my heavenly home, where I'll abide. I'm quite near home with my Lord, there home in heaven.
Subject for today's broadcast, this world needs more godly fathers. And our text of scripture, Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 6, the glory of children are their fathers. Now, this message will be based on what the Word of God teaches, not what the world thinks today. According to the Bible, man was created in the image of and glory of God. So 1 Corinthians 11:7 tells us, therefore, man needs to listen to God as the one who rules his life and his will. Now, fathers placed in the home. God saw that it was not good that man be alone. So God formed a helpmate for him. He made this helpmate a woman, not another man. God brought this woman to Adam and gave her to him. So the Lord performed the very first wedding. Now we read in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 24, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Of course, the woman is to do the same thing. It is God's will that they cleave together and be one flesh as long as they both shall live. God told this husband and wife to be fruitful and to multiply. So Adam became a father. When things are normal, he is the head of the household. There should be government in the home. The father should command obedience and respect by his actions and his deeds, not as a boss or a dictator, but by example and his way of living, he should demand or command the respect. Children need such fathers who teach and enforce respect for law. The father needs to be an example in this, as long as the law does not require one to be disobedient to the Word of God. Now, mothers need him to properly fill his place. disobedience should be punished, but it should be in love. Yes, they should do whatever they do in the matter of correcting in a spirit of love, not in a fit of anger. That is not the proper way to try to discipline a child. Let the child know that you love them. Let them know that what you are doing in discipline is for their good. And they will understand that you are doing it for because of your love for them if you really show it. Now, a father's place in the home is at home. By his labor, he should provide the necessities of life. If a man provide not for his own, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. So we read in 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8. Now, the kind of father that is needed, those who are ready and willing to assume the responsibilities of real, true husbands and fathers. Those who take time and interest in their children. And it does take time to be a real, true father. Be a friend. Show some interest in the things that they are interested in. My children are all grown now, but whenever they talk about their childhood, it's not about some toy that we bought them or some bicycle or wagon. They talk about the things that we did together. Yes, we endeavor to spend time with them. We endeavor to do things together. We would go out sometimes on Sunday afternoon for a picnic, and the children would run and play, and we, mother and father, would be there with them. And those are the things that they remember today. So it takes time to be a proper father. And again, we need to show interest in the things that interest them. Don't be too busy to talk to them if they come to you asking questions. The kind of father needed, those who set a godly example before their children. Remember, you teach what you do. Yes, the Bible teaches us that we are to be an example. We are to let our light shine before men, and that includes our children. We are to let our light shine before men that they may glorify our Father, which is in heaven. I remember a story. I may have related it on the broadcast before, but it'll bear repeating. There was a man who was of the world, and he went to the bar, and one evening he left his house, started across the yard, and he heard something behind him, and he turned and he looked, and there his little boy was following him, and he said to his little son, "Where are you going?" And the little son said, "I'm going with you, Daddy." And the man stood there for a moment. He turned around, picked up his little boy, and took him back in the house. And he said, "You will never follow me to the bar." And he never went himself. So the father is to be a godly example so that his children can follow him, and they will follow that which is right. The kind children can confide in the get close to. Take time to listen, I say, to them and answer their questions, even if they do ask questions that seem very simple to you. Remember, you were a child at one time, and you may have asked your parents questions that were kind of simple in their eyes, but they are real to the child, and again, you need to take time to answer them and give them a proper explanation and answer to their question. Have family worship. Read the Bible and read Bible stories. However, make sure that the Bible stories that you read them are really and truly Bible stories and not false doctrine from some sectarian religion. It will take time and patience to carry out these things, but it will pay immensely in building a happy home and in eternal matters as well. The father's greatest responsibility is not to provide for them food and clothing, although they have that responsibility. The greatest responsibility of all is to bring them up in the nurture and in the admonition of the Lord. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he gets old, he will not depart from it. Consider the wrong kind of father for a moment with me. An ungodly father, disinterested, profane, irreligious, disrespectful to wife and to the mother. And if he's not showing proper respect to the wife, he's not going to teach the children right. So we're talking for the moment about the wrong kind of father. Lazy, gadabouts, more time for his buddies than for the family. Mealtime being the only time the children see them and so forth. Now that's the wrong kind of father, and it's no wonder that we have some of the youth that we have today and the way that the fathers are failing to teach and to train their children in the right way. The father must be living the right way to be able to teach the right way. A good father's responsibility: set a godly example to the entire household and to the community as well. In prayer, strict piety. Do not send your children to Sunday school. Yes, that's what I said. Do not send your children to Sunday school and church services. Take them yourself. Lead the way where they can be taught the truth of the gospel. Now, that's a very important point. Don't just take them to any place of religious worship. Take them to a place where they can hear the true gospel taught and lived. Know what kind of friends your children have. Do not allow them to have friends that would lead them into sinful ways and practices. Yes, you have a responsibility in regard to their friends. They need to have friends that will be a good influence on them and not a sinful influence. Keep a check on what they are reading and the pictures they are keeping in their room. There's a lot of trashy literature on the market today that should never be in a Christian home, and children certainly should not read it. So make sure that you check on what your children are reading and the kind of pictures they have in the room. Don't allow them to put up pictures that are sinful or wrong, or picture sin and wrong on the walls of their bedroom. Put pictures there that are proper and right. Now, this might seem a little foolish to you, but beloved, I speak to you out of my heart. Having been the father of 6 children, I know what some of the responsibilities are, and I do desire that we have Christian fathers, Christian homes, and Christian children. Help lighten mothers' burdens. Yes, help lighten mothers' burdens and help teach the children to help in the home. Young ladies should learn to do the dishes and maybe learn to cook. And the young man, he should learn maybe to make the beds and do other things. Let the family be a family, and let the family work together. Do not expect the mother to do everything. Oh, yes, the Bible teaches that she is to guide the house, but that doesn't mean that she has to do all of the work. Now, build real godly homes that will help the church and the community, the state, and the nation. The thoughts we're endeavoring to bring to you today is the world needs more godly fathers. And certainly that is true. For sin is a reproach to any people, but righteousness exalts a nation. And our nation is no more righteous than the members of the families that make up our nation. So righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach to any people. Build again, I say, godly homes that will help the church, that will help the community, the state, and the nation. In conclusion, out of all the roles a man may play in life, the role of father is one of the most fulfilling and cherished. As one grows older, the thoughts involved in fatherhood are among the most cherished thoughts that they have. You can look back on a life of righteousness and look back on a family that was brought up in the fear and admonition of the Lord, a happy family, a godly family, a family that is a credit to the church and to the community. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing these scriptures and these thoughts with this precious congregation today. We trust that they will take seriously the thoughts that we have endeavored to bring them. Do bless our fathers today. Help them to be the kind of fathers that you can be pleased with. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Beautiful rose, oh white, beautiful land of light, beautiful home so bright, where there shall come no night, beautiful crown I'll wear, shining with stars o'er there, yonder in mansions fair, gather us there.
Beautiful
robes of white,
beautiful
land of light,
beautiful
home so bright,
beautiful
band of might,
beautiful crown,
shining so fair,
beautiful
mansion bright, gather us there.
Beautiful
thoughts to me, we shall forever be thine in eternity. When from this world we're free from its toil and care, heavenly joys to share, let me cross over there, this is my prayer.
Beautiful
robes of white,
beautiful
land of light,
beautiful
home so bright,
beautiful
band of might,
beautiful
crown,
shining so
fair,
beautiful
mansion bright,
gather us there. Beautiful
things on high, over in yonder
sky. Soon I shall leave this shore, counting my treasures o'er, where we shall never die. Carry me by and by, never to sorrow more, heavenly shore.
Beautiful
rose of white,
beautiful
land of light,
beautiful
home so bright,
beautiful
band of mine,
beautiful
crown,
shining so
fair,
beautiful
mansions bright, gather us there.
We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We trust that it has been a blessing. If so, why not let us know? Our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email. And our fax number, 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And we remind you that we have our magazine there on our webpage, as well as previous broadcasts. And you may read our magazine. There's messages in there that I'm sure will prove to be a blessing to you. And if you've missed a broadcast or like to hear one over, we have an archive of our broadcasts as well as our magazine. And also, we invite you to be with us in our services. Our services are broadcast live over the internet. Sunday morning service 20 minutes before 11. Sunday evening service at 6. Wednesday evening service at 7. www.wayoftruth.org. Now we invite you to be with us on our next broadcast.